So welcome, and I'm Deborah Bredekin, Reverend Deborah Joy. And at Pathways of Light, whenever we get together, the first thing we do is we join with Holy Spirit. So here's our opening prayer. Holy Spirit, we come with joy in our hearts as we join together today to witness and celebrate the ordination of two beautiful souls. We ask that you fill this ceremony with love, light, and peace. May you shine in the hearts of everyone attending today. Thank you for always being with us. May we always remember to go within and call on you and know that we can rest in God. Amen. So welcome, and we're thankful for you being here. With us today, we do have the founders of Pathways of Light, which is Reverend Mary Stolting and Reverend Robert Stolting, along with ministers from our office staff and the ministers who participated in facilitating the courses today for our two ministerial candidates. And I now consider it a privilege to introduce our candidates for ordination alphabetically by first name. Is Erica Leffis and Joanne Goodrich. Ordained ministerial candidates, the Advisory Council has approved your applications and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Each of you is a way shower and a role model, practicing mindfulness in your words and actions. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of recognizing their own inner light. Your commitment to your growth, to sharing that growth with others, and recognizing the Christ in everyone you meet shines brightly for all to see. People will naturally be drawn to you and be guided by your example, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you live. Today's ceremony symbolizes a milestone in your life and is a recognition of your commitment to your path of awakening. We honor, respect, and acknowledge you in your deep commitment to being of service to Spirit. And now, Reverend Myron Jones and Reverend Deborah Hannaford will read the quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he's answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding.
His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he is chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
And now Reverend Lorendi Wu will share the following from A Course in Miracles, text page 28.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others if, in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
And now from chapter 6 in the Course in Miracles, titled The Lessons in Love, on page 99, Reverends Robin Singler, Charlotte Carey, and Lorendi Ruse will read.
You cannot teach what you have not learned, and what you teach you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning, that is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him.
I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach it, so will you learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you.
An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love and learn that love is yours.
Thank you to everyone for those beautiful readings. And now the candidates will speak their commitment together aloud before the witnesses present. So Erica and Joanna, please take your phones off mute. I'll give you a moment. And Erica and Joanne, together, please repeat after me. And we're on the phone, and it might sound a little funny, but it is really beautiful to hear the two voices speaking together. So here we go. Repeat after me, please. As a Pathways of Light minister.
As a Pathways,
Pathways of Light minister.
I gladly choose.
I gladly choose
to follow Holy Spirit's lead.
To follow Holy Spirit's
lead. I am willing to go within.
I am willing
to go within.
Listen and be guided by Spirit.
Listen
and be guided by Spirit.
It is a blessing.
It is a blessing.
It is a blessing.
To be a part of the awakening.
To be a part of the awakening.
The awakening.
By being a light in this world.
By being a light in this world.
And to help others to go within.
And to help others go within.
And access their own inner wisdom.
And access their own inner wisdom.
Inner wisdom.
Thank you. Now please put your phones back on mute. Close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to Spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with Spirit silently. To all the witnesses present, you may use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the internal Spirit within you. You may choose to keep your eyes closed and listen to the next reading from page 433, read by Reverend Charlotte Carey and Reverend Lorendi Woos.
Once you accept His plan as the one function that you would fulfill, there will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path and leaving in your way no stone to trip on and no obstacle to bar your way.
Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty, but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing. Careless of everything except the only purpose you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not on contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than a Son of God?
Okay. And now, everyone, you may choose to open your eyes. And what we're going to do next is each of the ordained ministerial candidates will share with the group. And so we'll begin with Joanne. Joanne, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off of mute.
Thank you. I thought about this question of why I want to be an ordained ministerial counselor over the past few months. And there have been lots and lots of words, but it all comes down to this. I want to live my life here, this moment, at this time, enveloped in the beauty and strength of love and in the boundless joy and peace passes all understanding. Doing this comes down to a few simple principles. God is but love, and therefore so am I. The power of decision for God is mine, and that I will never learn that light and love have come from me until I offer it to you. Only when I see it in your hands will I recognize love and light as my own. This means that I cannot live my life without seeing everyone, from my beloved family and friends to those who seem to embody chaos and destruction, as the love that they truly are and the love that makes them one with me. A Course in Miracles says that a tranquil mind is not a little gift. This has seemed to be true in my experience. No strategy, no goal, no action I took led me to the deep peace I sought. I have a story just like everyone else, lots and lots of twists and turns, fear, grief, trauma, depression, elation. The only consistency was inconsistency, how I felt, how I perceived my problems to always stem from something or someone else. Yet from a young age, I sensed something bigger than me. I called it God, and I experienced it as Holy Spirit and Jesus. Many, many times, I found myself in vivid, unassailable awareness of Holy Spirit's presence, especially in the darkest of days. In that darkness about 2.5 decades ago, I said to myself, there has to be something better than this. Pain made me willing to consider this something. I have since learned that there are many other thousands of forms of the Course whose curriculum is that God's Son is guiltless and in his innocence is his salvation. But for me, almost immediately upon being willing, the form that was to teach me A Course in Miracles came into my life. I started by reading the text and I couldn't understand it at all. I decided to do the workbook lessons every day, year after year. Slowly, I started to understand, not so much through words, but from the experiences of the lessons, that A Course in Miracles is a course that turns the way of looking at the world upside down. One bright sunny morning on a walk in one of my favorite places in the world, I realized that I could understand the text, and so my journey of awakening continued. I cannot say that how I viewed the world changed overnight from one that saw chaos and confusion to one that knew only love. And I cannot say that my mind stopped judging others, bitterly fighting with my ex, feeling profound fear for myself and my children's well-being. But I came to understand that I could choose to change my mind, and I put my trust in Holy Spirit and Jesus to lead me. My life started to change as my mind started to change. I could see a beauty in my family and friends and clients that was beyond description. Everything I needed was provided. When I retired, I was so grateful to be able to make studying A Course in Miracles a priority. I had experienced deep peace and joy, and I wanted this peace and joy more than anything else in my life. To this point, I had not participated in any study groups outside of the 12-step recovery community. I was guided to Pathways of Light. I asked Holy Spirit, "Is this the right course for me?" A resounding yes. I didn't know what I would do with an ordained ministerial counselor accreditation, but I knew and know that there is a plan for me, and this is part of it. The clear and profound teaching Mary and Bob Stolting have channeled into the Pathways courses sped up my own growth exponentially. I'll never understand why it took me so long to find this place, but I do know that the timing is perfect. I am in the perfect place at the perfect time. Holy Spirit led me to Deborah H. as a facilitator for the first three parts of ordained ministerial counseling courses, and she was wonderful. It was beautiful. Deborah Joy and Lorendi facilitated the gorgeous Spirit-led step four. Lovely Charlotte was present in an experience of Holy Spirit's guidance that was truly beyond my previous experience, opening the door for many more. My lovely classmate Erica brought me many lessons in love and kindness. It has been wonderful. The most important aspect, apart from the material itself, has been sharing it with others. I know that sharing experiences and thoughts multiplies their effects. Giving and receiving are the same. Teaching and learning are the same. And I am dedicated to placing myself in the flow of teaching and learning as directed by Holy Spirit. In my experience, suffering led me to the path of healing when I was ready. We are not alone. The Course says, the world is very tired now. It is old and worn and without hope. We can shorten this time and awaken to the pure love, joy, and peace that has always been inside us. Walking together out of pain and into the brilliance of love and light is the only way forward. And it's simple. We supply our willingness to see differently, and the path opens up before us in ways we could never imagine before. As we learn, we teach, and as we teach, we learn, and I'm complete.
Thank you, Joanne. That was beautiful, and I'm sending you a big, big hug. Thank you. Erica, can you please share with our witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? Please take yourself off mute.
Okay, thank you. So on a recent holiday away with my husband and children, we were discussing what career paths we would travel down if we had our time over. And when my husband asked me the question, two images flashed into my mind. One was to go and live in an ashram in some faraway land, study meditation and spiritual knowledge. The other was to become a nun and devote my life to God, to practicing and attaining inner peace and sharing the truth of my love of God with others. However, the letter in particular wouldn't have been an option because of my deep desire to have children and a loving husband and family, which I'm delighted to say I found. So here, at 51 years old, I find myself in exactly the right place at exactly the right time. Having been a counsellor for 6 years and becoming increasingly despondent at the limitations of helping people find healing and inner peace without spirituality, I decided there must be a better way. There must be a spiritual model that I can use that would align with who I truly am and what I truly believe. So I started Googling, and I was immediately led to a lovely lady called Reverend Myron Jones. Her face, her words, her essence I feel quite touched, actually, after my experience with Rev Myron. I'm very grateful. I don't remember exactly how I was drawn to her, but she was there and I listened. And she was raving about this remarkable training through a place called Pathways of Light. So I started listening to the daily insights of Pathways of Light and thought, wow, if I could access that level of spiritual awakening and understanding, I'd be stepping into where I've always wanted to be and to who I always knew I was. The ministerial counselling was then brought to my attention, and my inner knowing, by my inner knowing or by God itself, and 17 modules and 5 facilitated training modules later, I find myself deeply resourced to help my clients access their own inner wisdom, no matter at what stage of spiritual awakening or awareness they find themselves at. So I thank Mary and Robert Stolting for creating this beautiful material, for being such a profound model of beings aligned to sharing and teaching the truth of God's unconditional love. And I am so honored to be part of such a wonderful company as a minister of God through Pathways of Light. The facilitated training was a wonderful experience, and in particular for me, the Inner Child Healing Program, which Deborah facilitated so beautifully, and I had my loving companion of Joanne on the course, which has made the facilitated training just everything I could have wanted it to be. I feel excited and blessed to be able to take forward all my learnings I've gained over the last year with Pathways of Light and to help share it with others to facilitate their healing and awakening, to deepen their ability to access their own inner wisdom, and for them to know the unconditional love and peace that is always available to them. So thank you so much, and I'm complete.
Thank you, Erica. We're all sending you a big, big hug. Thank you for that deep, heartfelt sharing. It's beautiful. Okay, so now Reverend Myron Jones, Deborah Hannaford, and Robin Singler will read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. teacher of God, his thanks he offers you, and all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him.
You are the son he loves, and it is given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world, to close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there.
Holy are you, and in your light the world reflects your holiness, for you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well, for all those who walk to God with me. Amen.
Now we will begin the anointing. I ask everyone to please hold your applause until after all the candidates have been anointed and after all the guests have shared. Thank you. We'll start with our first anointing. It's Joanne Goodrich, will be anointed by Reverend Deborah Hannaford.
Joanne, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Joanne, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Joanne, the beauty of your inner light merges with Holy Spirit and expands, filling your heart and mind and expanding outward. As you embrace God's journey, you will inspire kindness and compassion in those you meet. You are so dearly blessed. It is my honor to know you. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Joanne Goodrich.
And now, Erica Leffis will be anointed by Reverend Myron Jones.
Erica, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Erica, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now, asking Holy Spirit for sharing for you. Beloved Erica, today we witness and celebrate something that has always been true. You are a minister of God. Not by title alone, but by your living example of surrender, love, and remembrance. You have said yes over and over again to the sacred life, not in perfection, but in devotion. You have walked through shadows with honesty, and you have emerged each time with more light to share. Your tenderness is your strength. Your vulnerability is your gift. And your ability to be still, to listen, to join, and to release. All of this has made you a beacon of healing for others. We honor your calling not as a future role, but as your true identity now. The light in you is already sufficient. Your willingness has paved the way, and your ministry will continue to unfold through every kind word, every healed thought, and every act of love you offer. I see you, Erica. I trust you. And I believe in the radiant ministry that will flow through you. You do not walk alone. You are held in the embrace of heaven, and we walk with you. Go in peace. Go in joy. Go in God. I would like to introduce to everyone present Reverend Erica Letzis.
We now invite any of the guests present to share. Please say your name before you share, and then please say complete so we know you are finished sharing. To share, just please take yourself off of mute. So it is open to anyone. We are open to your sharing.
This is Deb Jeffrey. Congratulations, Joanne. Thanks for inviting me to be a part of this special day. I'm very grateful for you and our friendship.
Okay.
Joanna, this is Simone, and I'm with Peter. And we are so glad to and honored to be with you today. We send all sorts of love, and the flow of the pathway that you're on is sparkling even over here in Paris Sound. Much love.
Hi, this is Charlotte. Congratulations, Erica, on your anointment. While you were being anointed, I've had a vision of the Holy Spirit above your head as a dove just flying over you and spreading, just blessing you with God's just peace and love. And just congratulations. And Joanne, congratulations to you as well. And during your anointment, I had a vision of these white balloons just going up to the heavens, just blessing you with God's light and love. And congratulations again to you both. I'm complete.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Goodrich and my wife, Lucien Feng. I'm Joanne's son. Congratulations, Mom. you are the pretty much the definition of light in our life and probably the nicest person we know. So I can't think of a better person to have to be ordained as a minister. Yeah, congratulations, and we love you.
Hi, Joe, it's Bruce. Congratulations. Thank you for sharing part of your journey with me. I feel so happy for you today. Sending my love to you.
Erica and Joanna Lorendi here. What a beautiful, blessed time we have to all come together again and join as one. And I just want to say congratulations. And I am so excited to continue to hear how you take the assignments that you have been given as teachers of God and go forth for your own healing and those that everyone Holy Spirit brings into your path. Go forward. I'm complete.
Erica, this is Myron. I am so proud of you and so excited for you. You're going to be a wonderful minister, and I know you're going to love it. I'm so happy to have been part of this. I'm complete.
This is Robert. I'd like to say to both Joanne and Erica, I am so grateful that you have joined in this shared purpose of letting Holy Spirit lead our lives and lead us in the practice of forgiving and extending love, making way for love and letting go of what doesn't serve love and accepting the natural flow of love that comes from our Creator. I'm done.
This is Mary Stolting, and I'd like to just say your sharings were just awesome. Joanne, Reverend Joanne, and Reverend Erica, yippee, we just are loved that you have been guided by Holy Spirit for us to be together and follow the Holy Spirit's plan for us. It has just been a joy to talk to you both. And we just love you so much. Congratulations again.
This is Deborah Joy, and I just am... My heart is so full just hearing the beautiful sharing from both Joanne and Erica. I want to thank both of you for the blessing of spending time with you. Your hearts are so beautiful. And to thank everyone for all the beautiful sharing today, all the different ministers, the anointing. And it's just so wonderful when we're all together like this, and we're really excited. I'm really excited to see how you bring light and love and peace to so many, because that's what the two of you just radiate out. And I love you, Joanne. I love you, Erica. I'm complete. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Okay. Well, all of us at Pathways of Light are truly blessed to have these two new ministers joining our community. And so we say congratulations to Reverend Joanne Goodrich and Reverend Erica Lepthus. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors. I'd like to ask everyone who's on this call to please take your phones off of mute. Everyone, please take yourself off mute. And let's give them a big hand. So let's all just clap and celebrate. Yay! Woo-hoo. Congratulations!
Congrats, everyone.
Congratulations.
Yay. Well, our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing we heard today. Thank you to everyone for being a part of this ordination. This now concludes our ceremony. I will be sending later today the recording to each of our ministers. Again, thank you, everyone. Love and light to you. And you may now hang up.